interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
If you are in a courtroom and you are being accused of a crime, you might fall out of favor with the judge if during the proceedings you fall asleep and snore loudly. And that's what happened to a 30-year-old man accused of drug trafficking in a Canadian courtroom last week. The prosecutor was reading a really long list of alleged crimes that the accused was involved with. He was seated behind her, the prosecutor, in court. And as she was going through the 56-page list, he nodded off. Not only did he nod off, he just started snoring. I guess it's one of the biggest drug busts in Newfoundland history. So everyone else was pretty well wide awake for all this. But this guy was even bored. He was bored with his own crimes.
And I've seen a couple weird things on the plane with some service animals and things like that. Really? Okay, you're bringing that on the plane? Well, on a Delta flight from Syracuse to Atlanta, there was a passenger sitting in seat 13A, and the flight attendant went to TikTok to talk about a lady that was breastfeeding her cat. The flight attendant said it seemed that before she took down her post, she said the woman was swaddling her cat in a blanket and with her shirt up was trying to get the cat to latch on. The cat was screaming for its life. Someone posted a screenshot on Twitter that appears to show a Delta pilot sending that message to air traffic control about the passenger who would refuse to stop breastfeeding her cat.
Was the cat screaming for its life, or was it the people who are around this witnessing this?
I don't know.
All right, and finally, if your doctor goes by the nickname Dr. Magic Flute, you might want to reconsider your physician, especially if Dr. Magic Flute is a gynecologist. And this story comes to us from Italy. A doctor known by the nickname Dr. Magic Flute. So this wasn't like the patient found out afterwards or anything like this. This is, everybody calls him Dr. Magic Flute. He was uncovered as a fraud for allegedly offering to have sex with a female patient to cure her of a cancer-causing virus. Dr. Manello.
He couldn't just play the flute and like lead the out of her body or something, you know?
60-year-old Dr. Manello, the gynecologist, told the 33-year-old woman, yeah, you know, I think you got the STD going there, and that can cause the cancer. And you might want to know that I've saved a lot of women from cancer. All those who I've come into contact were negative afterwards. And so the patient said, well, you mean come in contact? You treated? They said, I know I had sex with. That's the key to all of this. If I have sex with you, you are cured, okay?
First, you gotta toot the flute.
Yeah, that's right.
You gotta toot the flute, man.
So this woman then went back to a TV station to tell the story, and the TV station said, "Well, this is interesting. Why don't we hire an actress to come in and play a patient with an undercover camera? Let's see if this really does happen."
Where was the camera hidden?
And sure enough, you know, they get the whole thing. The doctor says, "Yeah, you know, I'm going to give you immunity. I'm going to cure your STD because I've been vaccinated from all STDs. So by you having sex with me, you will then be vaccinated.
You get the antibodies straight from the source."
Yeah. And then, of course, after that, 15 other women came forward and said, no, I had an encounter with Dr. Magic Flute, and it went bad, too. So, Brad and John, Classic Rock 92.9, KISM, KISM.com.